of afternoon and evening storm.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the roads this year. School leaders inspected the school system's buses yesterday. The first day of school for MPS is August 6th. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. And rescue crews responded to a vehicle that went into the Alabama River Tuesday. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street around 6:30 Tuesday morning. They were able to get the vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews continue to investigate the incident. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOWWAY2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 5.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Even like stick on a Saturday night.
I got one David L. Mowry in the studio.
Yeah.
Mowry. Baron Coleman here with you from 9. And why is it? Hold on. Oh, there we go. Figure out what was going on. I had a buzz in my ear, but that probably wasn't. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. I have, Mr. Mowry.
Yeah?
Good news. I have good news. The good folks of the River Region, the people of the state of Alabama, people all over the southeastern United States, indeed, the entire United States from sea to shining sea, and territories like Guam and Puerto Rico and the American Samoas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and people around the world. This is an international program, Dave. We have an application. I know of at least one person that listens from the Netherlands. We have intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct, and persistent talk radio. I need an adverb for that. Intentionally persistent? talk radio. And it's excellent, and it's going to be available for a long, long time to come. So there have now been, gosh, I don't even know how many people have come and gone since this program has started 5+ years ago. I got good news. I got local news I can start with. I can start with national news. I really am trying to avoid starting with the debate from last night, the Democratic debate from last night, because it was so terrible.
Barron, the people want to hear about Marianne. I mean, who else would they want to hear about after that debate?
Talking about the witch?
Yes, Melisandre.
What, that she was summoning?
Well, I mean, you know, look, she's going to take away the dark energy and the void and something, love.
It says a lot about the Democrat Party that Marianne Williamson makes the second debate.
Yeah.
And as in, I understand, is a threat to make the third debate.
I would say it's like rising. Well, I mean,
you know, under the Democrat, listen,
she's pretty awesome.
Can I let you guys in on a secret? I had somebody ask me, how in the world are these people getting 200,000 people to donate to them? You want to let you in on a secret? It's called Act Blue. You know what Act Blue is?
I do.
Dave, you do. I'm not asking you. I'm asking the people.
Rhetorical question.
People of the great state of Alabama, the southeastern United States, the United States of America from sea to shining sea, and people all over the world.
Yeah.
Including businessmen in Zaire probably listening.
Yes.
The Democrats have a credit card processing service called Act Blue. Act Blue, I guess it was an Obama. Was it around before Obama?
Oh, yeah. It's been around forever. I mean, like, since Dean, basically.
Okay. Under Obama, though, they stopped verifying credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
They just accept what you say is true, and they don't actually run through and make sure you are who you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you can donate on Act Blue with a gift card. You can donate on Act Blue with a gift card. You can't donate to Republican candidates with a gift card because they double check and make sure you're using the card correctly. They make sure, because when you donate with a gift card, you could be a Chinese national. You could be anybody. Right, when you cut a check or you donate with a credit card, generally speaking, we know who you are. But Democrats use Act Blue. If you go on like eBay or Amazon, you can buy 1 million gift cards with $1 each on them. And then you can go on to Act Blue and have your staff go through and donate $1 at a time from the state of Alabama until you reach the threshold needed from the state of Alabama. Then you go and donate $1 at a time from the state of Florida until you meet the threshold from the state of Florida. And that is how rich people are getting into these debates. I think you have to raise something like, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, there's thresholds.
There's like 20,000 individual donors, 2,000 from each state. Or I mean, there's...
Yeah.
And so you go and you buy $20,000 worth of gift cards and you go meet that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I donated $1 to Tulsi Gabbard. I want to see her in the third debate. Now, I think Ms. Gabbard's going to be in tonight's debate, right?
Might be worth watching.
Last night was so dull.
They should put her and Melisandre on the same debate.
Why?
So they can, like, outwitch each other.
Tulsi Gabbard's like, not a witch.
Okay, she's a cult member.
She's not a cult member.
She's a total
cult. She's a good little Hindu.
Hindu cult.
Extreme Hinduism?
Yes.
Like, extremist Hindu?
I guess so.
She gonna blow herself up?
I'm not saying that, but, I mean, her entire campaign staff is also people that were in that cult.
Here's how Politico put it. What a boring mess. If the lesson from the first round of presidential debates was that attacking pays off, the participants in Tuesday night's debate, with the possible exception of a no-name congressman, either couldn't or didn't execute it. That might not have been so bad if CNN spent the 2+ hours of debate delving into policy in a substantive way, but it turns out 10 candidates discussing their differences on the nation's complicated healthcare system in 30-second snippets isn't especially revealing. Certainly didn't make for riveting TV. I've been saying this from the beginning. I said this during the last 4 years ago when they had the Republican primary and there were 10 people on the stage.
Look at the...
Two nights in a row.
Have you seen any of the Montgomery Mayor forums?
They're terrible.
They have 12 people, and they're like, what would you do about, you know?
And you get like 90 seconds.
And then the coverage is just like this. Like, I mean, I'm guilty of it because I'm hyping up Melisandre. But, like, the coverage in the advertiser and stuff is like, you know, here's this rando with $8 in his account, but we're going to cover him and not the people with a chance.
Right.
At least the Dems, I guess, have a polling threshold. Now, eventually they let everybody in.
Well, the polling threshold is 1%.
I know, which is dumb. That's a statistical anomaly.
Yes.
I mean, is there any poll that has a better than 3% margin of error? That's like basically, that's like the lowest you can get.
You
right?
could conceivably get it.
Conceivably.
Barely under 3%.
Conceivably.
Conceivably. You would have to poll thousands of people.
But it's usually what? Four?
It's usually four and a half to five.
Right.
Yeah.
So you should have to be above that, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Pulling outside the margin of error.
Yeah.
Because if you had, like, some of these polls we run, one person represents 800 people.
Right.
You might have three supporters in the state. It would be a statistical anomaly to hit only those three in a single call and have them represent 2,400 people, which now you're starting to make a blip, a 1% blip.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
But that's why we have a margin of error.
Yeah.
It's statistically unlikely, but we blur that and say, look, the first 5% doesn't count. But yeah, they do have a 1%. 1%. 1%. All right, here are things we learned from the second, this is so terrible. From the second round of Democratic debates?
I guess so, yeah.
The first night of the second round of Democratic debates? Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are secret lovers.
Sure.
Neither one of them touched the other in any way at all.
Right.
Sexually and or...
Well, yeah, they're old buddies. You know, they're old commies together.
They are. They both would have preferred Moscow, 1968.
Right.
Nikita Khrushchev.
Well.
They just don't go after each other. John Delaney. There's a guy named John Delaney. At one point last night, John Delaney was the most Googled name of all of the presidential contenders on the stage. He is a former Maryland congressman.
Former.
Former Maryland congressman.
Oh.
Not even a current Maryland congressman. A former Maryland congressman. Unreal. This is... He's worth an estimated $65 million.
How'd he make that money? A lot of money.
I don't know what he did. I could look it up.
That's a lot of money.
John Delaney. Maybe that's what other people were asking. Who is this cat?
Right.
How'd he make his money?
They thought he was that dude from, what's the show?
I don't know.
Not nearly as funny.
Oh, Bill?
Yeah, from...
King of the Hill. He looks exactly like Bill from King of the Hill.
Yeah, he really does.
He represented Maryland's 6th Congressional District from 2013 until January of this year.
Oh.
He did not choose to run for election, instead choosing to focus on his presidential aspirations. He co-founded two companies publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, won the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award in 2004. He co-founded Healthcare Financial Partners to make loans available to smaller-sized healthcare service providers. That went public. Then he founded Capital Source, a commercial lender headquartered in Chevy Chase, Maryland. So this guy should be a Republican.
I know, right?
What the hell's wrong with him? Well, he kind of sounded like a Republican up there.
Yeah.
I think the Democrats are not going to accept any deviation from perfect...
wokeness?
Yes. The moment you come in and say, you know what, guys? The private healthcare system isn't that bad.
Maybe we shouldn't destroy the entire economy just to make it this theoretical perfect version that you've read about in books. I don't know. This guy's talking crazy over here, Baron. We got to get him out of there.
He's a witch. Burn him. But yeah, I mean, so, John Delaney exists. Beto and Pete get lost in the middle.
They were there last night? Didn't notice.
Pete Buttigieg had his moment.
Oh, he did?
He had his moment. He's a businessman in Zaire, you know that, right?
Yeah.
But Pete Buttigieg had his moment. The intelligence community said, we got to give up on this guy. He doesn't have the medal. And they gave up on him. Beto Mel O'Rourke... Come on. Couldn't even beat Ted Cruz in Texas. How's he going to beat Donald Trump? I'm telling you what, right now, if these guys run on Medicaid for all, Trump might win 50 states. That is just not a popular position. It is just not a and if they run on the Green New Deal or whatever, that's going to be terribly unpopular. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. There's another one tonight, right?
Allegedly.
I'm also not going to watch that.
Right. I'm certainly not watching it if Marianne's not in it.
No. She's the only thing. I love that woman. I love that woman. Love Marianne. I'm not a witch. I'm your wife. We'll be back.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a long-time advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is the sound of at Koala Mama 85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top-quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
1 minute now after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. On a daily basis, an annual basis, a biannual basis. Well, that'd be, biannual is every 2 years, right? Semi-annual is half a year. Is that right?
I think that's right.
Triannual would be 3 years?
Yeah.
Quadrennial?
But people use them...
Triennial?
But people would use triannual as three times a year.
Because they're idiots?
Yeah. Same with biannual.
Dave. Isn't that like a major topic of this program?
It is.
People are idiots?
Well, like when you say bi-weekly, right?
Yeah.
Is that every 2 weeks?
It should be.
Yeah, so semi-weekly would be twice a week.
Right. More. Well, actually, you know what? Semi-weekly technically means every half of a week.
Right.
Which would be like Wednesday at noon.
Yeah.
On this program.
Yeah.
Wednesday at 10:30 on this program. So semi-weekly. I guess bi-weekly technically does mean every other week.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks.
But people mean it to...
They mean it like a fortnight. Yeah. Bi-weekly means a fortnight.
Right, but when most people use it, they would think that means twice a week.
Twice a week, yeah. Oh, now we could get really weird and go into bi-daily.
All right. Bi-monthly. Anyway, how do we get
That's the best show on television, by the way. Oh, not Love Island. I'm sorry, I thought that was Big Brother. Big Brother's best show on television. We didn't watch it this year. There it is right there. Big Brother is the best show on television. Bar none, period, end of story.
Just people just act like complete weirdos?
They take, like, you know, anywhere, I think 14 to 16, narcissistic, young, you know, like 20 to 35-year-old people.
Right.
And then they usually throw an old guy or two in there.
So it's like the real world.
Yeah, but. They had to vote them out one at a time.
And
they do games, and they get punishments, and they get rewards. And, I mean, it's amazing. But unlike the real world, the cameras are on you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everywhere you go. And you have to wear a microphone everywhere.
Wow.
So every thought, everything. You got people, I mean, they've had some wild stuff in there. Fights, people doing it.
Yeah, I mean, duh.
I mean, all kinds of stuff. It's only one place where there's two places where there's no camera. Inside the shower, inside the toilet.
Wow.
But, I mean, it's pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. Not as nuts as having bad walls and ceilings and not calling Chase Interiors. That's nuts on another level. Get Trey on the phone. He's over at Chase Interiors. He's easy to get in touch with. 799. It's his number, actually. Chase Interiors number. 799-1502. Yeah. No, that's not it. I'm combining numbers. I'll get you the number. How about chaseinteriors.com? How about chaseinteriors.com? That's the easiest way to do it. And while I'm trying to find the phone number, I'll tell you, a lot of you people. A lot of you people have water stains on the ceiling. You still got knuckle marks in the wall from when your now 39-year-old kid was 14 years old and dropped his fist through the wall. Guys, you don't have to do that. It is 799-1502. 799-1502. You know why I thought it wasn't? Because isn't that the same as... Is Cornerstone MGA 1502?
I don't know.
I think it is. Anyway, you don't have to live that way, people. You don't have to live that way. You can call Chase Interiors. You can get Trey on the phone, and he can come out there and make it look great. Maybe you got those little popcorn things on the ceiling. Get rid of them. Maybe you got wood paneling. Get rid of it. Call them. 799-1502, chaseinteriors.com. 25 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Done talking about the boring, horrifically boring... Sound like Don Mark? Boring. Horrifically boring debate from last.
The non-Melisandre parts.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I got a lot of scary news in here.
Oh, good.
You know, we're about to go through I don't even have this one printed. I just remember reading it. We're about to go through in the next 2 days a CME, I think is what it's called. A coronal mass ejection.
Oh, no. Coronal. There's a coronal, right?
Yeah, coronal. Yeah. What do you say?
Coronal?
Coronal.
Yeah.
Whatever the emphasis is. I've never heard the word actually pronounced out loud. I don't know if I have either.
I just said it the way that I say it.
Corona's a beer.
Right.
Coronal is the, like, I guess it's a Corona.
Corona.
Whatever. There's a big hole in the atmosphere of the sun. Can we say that?
Yes.
And when that happens, sun rays go pouring out of it in mass quantities. And the Earth is about to pass, not in the U.S., the Earth is about to pass right through it. And it happens every so often, and usually it's without incident. Sometimes some satellites get wonky. But one time back in the 1850s, it fried everything electronic on the planet.
Yeah.
And they had Aurora Borealis all the way down to Cuba.
Wow. When was this?
1850s.
Oh.
You never heard about that?
I think I might have.
You don't read enough prepper stuff. This is like prepper 101.
Yeah, because...
this is what they say would happen in an EMP, you know?
Yeah.
You don't read prepper stuff?
No, I don't want to survive.
Do you have any food at the house? Like, do you have food at the house?
Yeah, I've got some food at my
house.
You got
food security, though? Like 2 weeks of food if everything goes... Why?
Nah.
You have life insurance?
Yeah.
Get some food insurance.
Nah.
Dave.
Nah.
I've got enough calories and protein and fat to feed my entire family for 2 weeks.
Well, I mean,
and water.
I have a, what do you call it? I have a pantry. So, like, we could get creative and we could make it. You might have to eat, like, dry pasta or something.
Do me a favor. This, honest to goodness, do this. Every time you're at Costco or Sam's for the next 6 months, pick up an extra thing of tuna. It's like $12, right? An extra thing of sardines. Maybe grab an extra thing of potted meat one day or something. You know, some sort of canned meat, canned salmon. Don't get carried away. It ain't living. I'd rather be dead than live off Vienna sausage.
I'm just saying.
Maybe get some Spam. Pick up the meat. And then after you've got the protein and fat covered, then start stockpiling, you know, some rice.
Beans?
Mm-hmm. Just stuff you can open up and eat. You got to have food security, do you? And then throw in a thing of aspirin and some Benadryl. Because you don't know what's going to happen if the power's out for 2 weeks.
It's true. Bullets.
Well, that's a different show. The bullets you can trade for food and medicine and toothpaste and stuff.
Trade? Is that what we're calling it now?
You know,
calling it trade now?
You shoot somebody and take their stuff.
Right. Well, you're trading a bullet for their stuff,
that's
right?
That's right. And they don't object. They don't object. They say, yeah. Actually, they don't say anything. That's what we're calling it, trade. Everybody should have food security. You have extra water at your house?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I have all this stuff. I just don't...
30, 40, 50 gallons of water squirreled away in a closet somewhere?
I have all this stuff, not because it's prepper time, but it's just...
It's just smart. I mean, we have hurricanes here.
Yeah.
Power goes out. Not prepper, not into the... Look, you're not going to make it more than 2 weeks anyway.
Right.
At the end of 2 weeks, everyone in your family and mine is going to be dead if the world is ending. Because we're not those people.
Right.
You got to be a total thug gangster to survive in that environment. Bill Gates is not the richest man on earth if there's no power.
Truth.
You know what I mean? Bill Gates doesn't make it a week. You know who makes it? Some guy named Tony in Brooklyn. Because he knows how to kill people and he's stronger than you are. That's who makes it in that environment. Hey, the libertarians will love it. They'll all be dead because they're pasty, white, skinny people.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all be dead, but they'll love it in the meantime. They'll be like, finally, a libertarian paradise. Yay! We can go walking into the White House. There's no power. It'll last about a week. If libertarians had their way, the whole world would be Somalia.
It's true.
Seven warring gangs.
Yeah, they're libertarian. There's no government.
There's no government. It's run by gangs and thugs.
Right. But the free market.
But Baron, have you not considered the fact that they're not following basic social structures in Somalia? And under a libertarian paradise in America, everyone would follow basic civil structures. Have you not considered that?
I have, actually.
You have?
I have.
It's good.
And I've come to the conclusion that it's bupkis. Not possible. Speaking of Somalia, a German swimming pool. Got this from PJW, who I love, by the way. This Paul Joseph Watson finds the news.
Oh, yeah.
He will find, I don't care where you are, he will find the news. A swimming pool in the German city of Dusseldorf. And people say, but Baron, why are you reading a story about Germany? Because it could happen here. The liberals want this to happen here. A swimming pool in the German city of Dusseldorf has been forced to introduce mandatory ID card checks in an effort to stop sexual assaults and rowdy behavior by migrant youths that has required the police to be called out on numerous occasions. Dusseldorf. You know where Dusseldorf is?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's in Germany.
Well, I mean, obviously.
It's, like... somewhere, like, I want to say, like, northwest central Germany.
Northwest central Germany? That's pretty specific.
I don't know
where Dusseldorf is.
Dusseldorf, Baron.
Oh, did I not obey the umlaut?
Dusseldorf.
The reason I bring this up is, this is the type of paradise... I figured it out, by the way. I figured it out. I had a hard time figuring out why liberals have wanted to destroy our national sovereignty, our borders. You were wrong.
Did I say northwest central Germany, Baron?
Is it northwest central? Wow.
I mean, is it like northwest central Germany or is it northwest central Germany?
It's northwest central Germany.
Because like here's South Germany in Munich.
It's not there.
North Germany in Hamburg.
No.
And here's Germany like where it says on the map. And
in the middle.
Like,
that's central.
West central.
It's west central of the northern half of Germany.
I surprise myself sometimes.
You ever thought about going on Jeopardy?
I have.
Have you ever tried out for it?
No, I haven't.
I have.
Every time that,
I want to do it.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
Because I know a whole bunch of useless stuff.
I mean, right? Have you met me?
But I did not know where,
didn't know where Dusseldorf was?
Dusseldorf. I did not know where Dusseldorf was.
I have the advantage of having been to Dusseldorf.
Well, see, I've never been there.
So we lived in Würzburg.
I did not know this. Old Dusseldorf is the fictitious beer consumed by one Magnum P.I.
Really?
Yes.
I can't believe you got Magnum trivia in on me about Dusseldorf.
I sneaked it in on you.
This is the worst.
Did you see that?
This is the worst.
Did you see how that works?
Oh, no.
Old Dusseldorf. That's a frankly amazing. Not as amazing as Auburn House Wash. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. Get Spencer Mann on the phone. Ask him. Say, but Spencer, can you give me a quote? Can you give me a quote in under an hour? Yeah, probably. All he needs is your address. They can look it up on the satellite. Technology's changing everything these days. No longer do they have to say, I'll be out there next Thursday to give you a quote, and then we'll be back 2 weeks later to do your house. No. Quote in your mailbox an hour later. In your email inbox, an hour later. And then we'll be out there in a few days to knock it out because they have a truck dedicated right here to the River Region. Auburn House Wash is incredible. I remember when I first heard about Auburn House Wash. You know, I contacted them because I saw on Facebook a friend of mine had used Auburn House Wash and he was bragging about, oh, my gosh, my house looks brand new. And I thought, I can sell that. You know why? Because it works. It's a top-tier quality advertiser because that's all we do. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH, check them out. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. This song always makes me want to get a new haircut. Got that weird intro.
I just got that. Want me to get a new haircut.
The Flock of Seagulls haircut? They had the coolest haircuts in the 80s.
I don't know about coolest, but they definitely had haircuts.
Dave, in the 80s, did you want a Flock of Seagulls haircut?
No.
You know I had a mullet and spiked hair?
Of course you did.
Why?
Because weren't you legally obligated to have that in the 80s?
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick on Zelda Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The search for raindrops goes on, and the chances of seeing a shower at your house are getting a little better. Today, another hot and humid day with a high around 95 and the heat index near 100. Okay, that's standard so far. Lots of sunshine with some spotty afternoon and evening storms for some lucky communities. Many communities will get skipped, though. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, the number of showers and thunderstorms roaming around will go up. In other words, better odds of getting wet with a high in the mid-90s both days. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, back to closer to a normal summertime forecast with rain chances averaging 40% over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
After 9 o'clock, Der Commissar. How about that? Classic club mix there. That's a classic song. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Got 20 minutes now here until the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, we'll be with you for the duration up till noon. Then we'll take a 21-hour break, and the show will continue. The show never ends.
Never ends.
This show will never end. You can check out anytime you like. You can never leave.
The show goes on forever. Party never ends.
The show absolutely never ends. But it does take breaks because just like we have to pay bills, top of the hour break, sometimes, you know, Dan Morris wants to do a show. I'm not, who am I to tell him no? I mean, we could do another 3 hours, but I'm not going to say no. Dan's a nice guy. Greg wants to do a show. He's a radio legend.
It's true.
He's a radio legend. He's the dean of radio, News Talk Radio in Montgomery, Alabama. I said that one time, and someone else who thinks he has the rightful claim to dean of Montgomery Talk Radio complained. Complained. I said, you're the mayor of the airwaves. You're not the dean. How about this? This is quirky. I could say, this is a story I normally would save till Friday at 11, but I'm going to do it now. 28% of delivery drivers admit to eating the customer's food.
Oh, no.
New survey reveals some 28% of food delivery drivers admit to taking food from a customer's order. 54% admit they've been tempted by the smell of their edible cargo. You know what I've thought about? The reason this caught my eye? I've thought I could never be a food delivery driver.
Right.
I could never do it.
Because you're going to automatically open it up and eat it?
When I smell food, I become a ravenous fool.
Yeah.
I would have... You know, you can't shop hungry?
Right.
You certainly can't deliver food hungry.
Right.
No way. A survey conducted by the food service distributor U.S. Foods also reveals that 17% of customers complain their food isn't hot enough, 16% complain their food is consistently late, and 10% report their food is mangled during delivery. 29% have had a driver refuse to bring their food all the way to the door. 17% of customers say they've had drivers plop their food outside the door and just leave. 60% of drivers complain about weak or no tips. 39% say the customer's instructions were unclear or nobody picked up the phone. I always wondered how this would go. It's one thing to deliver pizza. It's hard to screw up a pizza, right?
Right.
You order a pizza on today. I mean, what time is it? It's 9:42 on a Wednesday. You order a pizza this morning.
Mm.
That pizza will still be delicious and edible and taste the same at like 5:30 Friday night. Just leave it on the counter. Don't put it in the fridge. Leave it on the counter. There's got meat in it. Leave it on the counter. You're not going to die of food poisoning. Stop it. Big refrigeration whores try to convince you to put your food in the refrigerator. Nothing's going to happen to you. I can leave a jambalaya on the stove for 3 days and eat off of it. I'm fine. You're not going to die.
It's true.
You'll be stronger for it. Even if a little bacteria does grow, you'll be better off for it. But the food should be relatively sterile when it goes on the stove. You just cooked it at like 400 degrees.
You'd think.
No bacteria lived through that.
Right.
It just didn't happen. You seen this commercial?
Ah.
And I wondered how the food delivery market would work out. Once they started delivering things that were time and temperature sensitive. You know, like if you order a, like, Steakout, I guess, did it. And maybe still does. But if you order a filet and you're dropping, you know, $28 on a steak dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature and doneness matters.
Right.
How are you going to send it back if it's not cooked right? If it's delivered to your door? I've always wondered how that works. Now, I'll order a hamburger from them. They used to have a steak tip sandwich that was amazing. Mm. They don't do that anymore. They have steak tip dinner.
Those are good.
You ever have a steak tip sandwich?
Yeah.
It was a hamburger bun, steak tips, medium rare, of course, marinated onions, and a piece of cheese, and then a sesame seed bun on top. That was a good dish. That was a good
day.
For
real.
You can tell I didn't eat breakfast today. I'm going to talk about food for the next 2.5 hours. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Did they deliver food in the Navy?
Yeah, we called it the Roach Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would show up on the pier, the Navy Exchange Mobile Canteen, but they'd call it the Roach Coach, just making its approach, and you can go down there and get burritos and that kind of stuff. But I wanted to talk to you about the delivery with the pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Out in California, growing up as a boy, they had a place out there that delivered chicken. It was called Chicken Delight. Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Delight. You could get a bucket of chicken, you could get the mashed potatoes, the gravy, and all that stuff, and they'd drive out to your house, and it was generally pretty good, but you don't see any of that stuff down this way.
Yeah, because chicken sucks.
Well, I knew you weren't a chicken man.
Yeah, not a fan.
Well, you'll have to try mine one day. I think you'd like it.
Well, Tom, that's a tall order. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but I've had chicken that wasn't bad. Actually, Dan Morris had some chicken delivered the other day to the station. Someone brought some chicken up here.
It was very good.
It wasn't bad. Had a little smoky taste, and it wasn't dry. And I had two bites.
The dryness. If it's dry and leathery, I ain't eating it.
Well, that generally goes for most everything except beef jerky.
If it's juicy and falling off the bone and it's got a decent flavor, seasoned properly, it's not bad.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Hey, good call, Tom. Well, thanks. Yeah. Don't cook tonight. Call Chicken Delight.
It's a pretty good little jingle.
Somebody made some money on that. Terry.
Hopefully.
Yes, sir. First time calling in on your show, and I love it. I listen to it, but, you brought me out of the closet on the pizza on the counter.
Okay, talk to me.
I've never admitted that to anybody else.
What, don't put it in the fridge?
Don't put it in the fridge.
Ruins it.
I've always done that. Yeah. And, you know, the foods we need to worry about are the ones that come prepackaged and frozen. That's the ones we need to worry about before it ever hits.
Well, I'm glad you said that about pizza because you sound like a reasonable caller, a very bright individual. Do you leave other stuff on the stove, or do you put everything else in the fridge real quickly?
I'm beginning to put stuff, leave it out, and in the morning, if nobody's at it and no plans to eat it, then I'll put it in the fridge.
Yeah, you can do 24 hours on almost everything. Yeah. You know, except cold. You don't want to leave smoked salmon out 24 hours. But,
my grandmother did. She threw a tablecloth over the table, and that's what was for supper.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Threw a tablecloth over the food.
Throw a tablecloth over the food to keep, you know,
keep the bugs
flies
off.
Yeah. But it was always, you know, vegetables and chicken for sure, and or country fried steak, you know, Southern fare, Enterprise, Alabama. So and that was with no air conditioning. So we lived.
Home of the Ross Clark Circle. No, the Boll Weevil Circle. Ross Clark Circle is in Dothan.
The Boll Weevil, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, one of the first things I did in Alabama, when I moved here in 1997, this was before school started at Auburn, and I had like a few weeks before school started, and I was just wandering around Bumpkin doing nothing. A friend of mine used to play basketball at Enterprise State Junior College. He said, let's go down to Enterprise, visit some friends. So I went down there, and he showed me the world's largest statue dedicated to an insect.
Yep.
And I marveled.
What turned the South around.
Yeah. And then he showed me that Penn Enterprise was called the City of Progress, and I looked around and I said, they ain't made much of it.
Well, we're getting there.
Yeah. You in the Enterprise now?
Fort Rucker. No, I lived here in Montgomery.
Okay.
That's where I went to high school. Dad's retired Air Force.
Okay.
But, you know, if it wasn't for Fort Rucker, I'm afraid, you know, we'd be back to the city of not progress.
Well,
regress.
But you've got Fort Rucker.
Yeah, I mean, imagine Montgomery if Maxwell and Gunner went away.
Or the state capital.
Yeah, that would be tragic. A lot tragic.
Well, Terry, this is a good call. You're welcome here anytime, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. See, I'm not crazy on this food stuff, Dave.
Yeah.
You can leave anything out at least a day.
It's true.
I mean, use your head. You know, don't leave the potato salad out.
Anything where the mayonnaise can turn.
Mayonnaise isn't going to turn. You know, it's not the mayonnaise that goes bad.
Oh,
mayonnaise
really?
Has such a high low pH, there's nothing can grow in mayonnaise.
Really?
It's that it creates a perfect seal and allows anaerobe bacteria to grow on other food.
Wow.
So anaerobes growing on the eggs and the chicken is the problem, not the mayonnaise.
Get the big brain on Baron.
You don't even have to refrigerate your mayonnaise. You can just leave it out all the time. You can just put it in the pantry. You know
I mean, they sell it. Like that.
And once you open it, you can leave it in there, too. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Caps. Lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard.
And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG, smile emoji, praise hands, thank you, exclamation point, praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top-quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
All right, guys, 7 minutes left to the top of the hour. My friends over at ASE Credit Union had the most amazing opportunity for you. What a team over there. What a team ASE Credit Union has. If you don't believe me, just walk in there. I'm telling you right now, walk in ASE Credit Union, start looking around, talking to people, introducing yourself to folks. You will understand what I'm talking about. This is not your usual big box bank experience. This is something else. It's like walking into a club, a family. It's like walking into your house for the first time and you've been gone for 6 months. I mean, it's welcoming, it's warm, it's loving, it's kind. These are people who genuinely care about your financial goals and want to help you get there. They want to keep as much of your money in your pocket as possible. That's why they offer things like the Kasasa checking account. That gives you 3% cash back on everything you purchase on your credit card up to $12 a month. Or it gives you 4% APY on a balance in your checking account up to $30,000, which equates to $100 a month of free money. That's just giving you money for no reason. Get to the Kasasa checking account. Get to ASE Credit Union on the web, yourasecu.com, or visit one of their 9 branches right here in the River Region. ASE Credit Union, federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. All right. Boy, I got too much news for today. This is a short segment. I can do this in a quick little bit. And we usually do local stuff first. Guys, you know what the number one thing you can do to support Montgomery is? And I know people argue with me about this, and inevitably somebody's smarter than I am. I know everybody, as soon as I bring this up, is like, well, you haven't considered, Barron, the following factors. The number one thing you can do to support your city and your river region, next time you fly.
Fly Montgomery?
Fly out of Montgomery. Fly out of Montgomery.
I usually do.
I almost always do.
Unless it's like massively cheaper.
And sometimes it is. And if I'm going to save $1,000, I'm going to go out of Atlanta or Birmingham.
Yeah.
If I'm going to save $100 or $200, I'm flying out of Montgomery because my time is worth more than a 6-hour drive to Atlanta and back.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 extra hours in security. And $25 a day in parking.
Mm-hmm.
And having to park in Fulton County Stadium and take some shuttle in or hike for 2 hours through blazing hot sun or rain or sleet or snow or the elements.
I don't have to do any of that when I go to Atlanta, but...
You know. But you know what I mean.
I have an uncle that lives like 2 miles from the airport.
But I know people who drive from here...
No, I know.
...to Atlanta, fight security, fight traffic. I mean, you know Atlanta traffic? The number one thing you can do to support Montgomery is fly out of Montgomery's airport. Because the more people that fly out of there, the more flights we get...
The more flights you get, the
more flights we get, the better business wants to come here.
And the better chance that people complain that they get delayed or whatever. Well, if you have more flights, you have bigger planes. If you have bigger planes, less chance of getting delayed.
Yep.
Yada, yada, yada.
New same-day round-trip flights to D.C. coming. They're going to be running out of here at 6 a.m. and coming home at 7. They're going to be leaving here at 6 a.m., coming home at 8 p.m. Round trip flight to D.C. one day.
That's not bad at all.
You hit DCA at 9:17 local time.
Direct?
Yeah, direct.
Wow.
You hit DCA at 9:17 local time. You can do anything you want to do in D.C. from, I guess, 10 o'clock until 10:30, let's say, until 5 o'clock at night. You get back to DCA at 7:10. You're back home by 8:20.
That's strong.
It's a strong offering here. And this is because people are using the Montgomery Airport. It's the number one thing you can do to support Montgomery. Pick up trash, sure. Go vote. Take an interest in local politics, great. But I'm telling you, that airport, the bigger and better and stronger and more people that fly out of that airport, the better the city of Montgomery is. Businesses come to Montgomery. Some businesses don't come to Montgomery because they can't get a flight here. The more people that fly out of here, the more flights that are available to those people.
It's true.
And then they say, well, maybe I could locate to Montgomery because our headquarters is in Dubuque, Iowa, and we can get a flight from Iowa to Memphis and Memphis to Montgomery. And they're running all day because Montgomery's got this great airport, lots of local support.
And it's easy, peasy, fresh and breezy. Isn't that what you say?
Yeah. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, fresh and breezy.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Sure, something like
easy,
that.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, fresh and breezy.
Something like that. I don't know.
You know where I got that from?
No.
Some Trump supporter somewhere. I don't remember. Some he's kind of a wild guy, but he worked for Trump in some capacity. I don't know if it was campaign, White House, what it was. But he was on Don Lemon's show. And he called Don Lemon, Don Lemon squeezy, easy peasy, fresh and breezy. And Don said, the name is just Lemon, Don Lemon. That's what my mom named me.
I love it.
Lemon squeezy, easy peasy, fresh and breezy.
I love it.
That's where that came from, Dave. That's where that came from. Alabama sued in a tranny license case. Apparently, trannies want to have fake genders on the driver's license. Look, I don't care, to be honest with you, what gender they put on there. The only problem is if you get in a wreck, and the people need to know actually what your, not like what your make-believe fantasy world is, but what your real sex is in order to provide medical treatment. And you put male, like I'm a male.
Right.
And if I put female on there, you know, that could be a problem. Because a first responder may come in and not provide me the correct life-saving treatment. I'm not sure what that would be, but, you know, we have different hormones. We have different, there's all kinds of different stuff. Different bone structure. Men and women are not the same. But I'm telling you, Judge Thompson's going to strike this down. Yeah. And he's going to force Alabama to have a tranny designation or a male-female designation that does not correspond with reality. Because he's Judge Thompson, and he always sides with the trannies. No, that's not why. He said you might as well have a scarlet letter T. Mm. Might as well have a scarlet letter T.
The world is a
well,
vampire.
We'll see. These are not the types of things that keep me up at night. Not a big fan of the trannies, but if they want to play make-believe on their driver's license, that's fine with me, as long as I can put my gender as tiger and growl when a trooper comes up and tries to give me a ticket. Mr. Coleman? No, tiger Coleman. We'll be back.